Texte numéro 27. Elon Musk, Tesla, are pushing factory workers to the brink as profits soar. The novel coronavirus pandemic has failed to slow down Tesla Motors. The electric car maker and stock market darling built 144,000 cars in the past 3 months, the company announced on October the 2nd. It's a new record, one that the company has every intent on breaking again before 2020 ends. Doing so may just break its factory employees as well. Financially, the company and its founder, Elon Musk, have never had a better year. Musk is now the fifth richest person in the world as the company's stock price skyrocketed from a low of $72 in March to almost $500 at the end of August. Then, following a split in early September, the company managed to sell an additional $5 billion worth of shares in just 3 days. Enormous liquidity, a little more than 2 years after Tesla nearly ran out of money. Tesla workers and worker advocates say the company is risking the health and safety of its workers in relentless pursuit of these gaudy numbers. To hit the record cars built mark, Tesla is relying on its new gigafactory in China, but is also leaning on its American workers. Beginning in August, workers at the Fremont, California factory were informed that they'd be spending a lot more time at work, 6 days a week, 60 hours a week. In addition to the long hours, Tesla continues to have significant worker turnover. With new bodies cycling in and out, imported to the Bay Area from all over California, this presents a COVID risk. Musk is a famous COVID skeptic, but the reality of the pandemic and accompanying depression means workers are both at their most economically vulnerable and least able to push back through traditional organizing tactics. After Alameda County health authorities ordered the company's Fremont, California factory closed in March, Musk publicly questioned the coronavirus's lethality before infamously defying the government when he reopened the factory's doors in May. Any attempt at a pushback, legal or political, Musk squashed with a lawsuit. He dropped it once Elon threatened a lawsuit, an aide for a county supervisor tells The Observer, describing the general Tesla approach. Election officials directed staff not to engage at all with Tesla, the aide says. Since then, production has steadily increased. Output continued to ramp up through both the pandemic summer spike in the Bay Area as well as throughout the dangerous wildfire smoke-filled air that blanketed the region in August and September. In fact, just about when the Bay Area skies turned dystopian shades of orange and particulate matter from wildfires filled their lungs was when Musk increased the hours required of employees. Adapted from Observer.com, October 2020.